Time, podcast time. Welcome, welcome, folks. It is the Daily Podcast. Dave here. All the best stuff from this morning right here. You know how we do things. I got to explain it, though, in case people are new. I'll give you the rundown of what happened today. Then you just listen to your heart's content. We started things off today with John once again talking golf. What is this? What's happening? It may be a three-quarter life crisis for all we know. That's what it's shaping up to be. Our classic brackets chugged along. Today it was the Doors going up against Skynyrd. Yes, hippies versus Republicans. At least that's how I saw it. Text in peace. We had fun today with looking down at our cell phones, taking the last text message we sent, and imagining it as an epitaph on our gravestone. We hit the phones for that. Had a lot of fun. 3-C is our big contest right now to see all the hottest tickets coming to town this summer, and today's was particularly exciting. I don't always throw this into the podcast, but today's is worth hearing because we were wowed and offended all in one phone call. Hope you dig it, folks. Let's do this thing right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Not that I want to start the show off this morning again for the second day in a row talking about golf, but I've got a question for both of you.
Look at you.
All right. Best game you ever shot. What was your score?
Probably 90 and 92. Something
right, okay. What about
77.
Yourself? 77. Okay. All right.
I don't like to brag, but all right. Everybody gets hot.
Bob Roth is a guy who spent a lifetime playing golf. All right. He started when he was 15 years old. He's 86 now. Mm-hmm. He just shot his 10,000th round of golf.
Wow. Dream
which,
life.
Which accounts to about 50,000 hours or 5.7 years on the golf course.
That's living, man.
Okay. All right. Now, he's 86 years old. He just shot that 10,000 game, right? Shot a 96.
Good for him, man.
86.
That's
only
solid.
Only 10 more strokes than his age.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you. Oh, yeah.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
As far as classic brackets are concerned,
it's awesome, baby.
Welcome to the big show.
We started this yesterday, and we will continue through the week. Yesterday in the North, it was a Bad Company from the British division.
Yes.
Going up against the Northern division's Bob Seger, and Bob Seger took it, a shock to us all, right? But today, the West goes against the South, the Doors representing the West, and Leonard Skynyrd representing the South, all right? Seeing that there's going to be some $10 billion wagered on the NCAA, right? If we were to bet money before we get this started today, what do you think? The Doors or Skynyrd?
Well, the Doors surprised me last, that the fact that they even got in. I'm going to go with Skynyrd.
You're going to go with Skynyrd?
And I'm going to cast the first vote for them.
I'm going to combat that and cast my vote for the Doors because I still believe in them.
All right. Well, if you're going to vote for the Doors, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Skynyrd, text 2 to MGK, MGK. And just like we did yesterday, we'll give you a song by each. 1 for the Doors, 2 for Skynyrd to MGK, MGK. The classic brackets continue. Round 2 of our classic brackets. The Doors going up against Skynyrd. Yesterday's winner was Bob Seger between Bad Company and Bob Seger. Bob Seger advanced. Who is going to advance today? You guys still wagering? So what, Steve, you're saying Skynyrd?
Yeah.
All right, and Dave, you're going with
Doors.
You're
sticking
going
with the Doors.
All right, well, let's check the totals. It's always painful to say this, but taking 58% of the vote, Steve got it this morning.
Damn hippies.
So Skynyrd moves forward. They will find out on Thursday who they're going up against tomorrow. It'll be Aerosmith representing the North and Van Halen representing the West. So they will go up against each other in the next round. What did you go with, Sin? Did you go with the Doors? Or?
Yeah, I went with the Doors.
Never trust a hippie. Can't believe I made that mistake.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
1, 2, 3.
It's time to play. Need to see the heavy hitter.
Yep, the heavy hitter show. It's John Fogerty, it's ZZ Top, and it's Front Row Tickets. It could be Ed. Let's start off with him this morning. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Booyakasha, John. You had to go to me first.
I have to go to you first. Right? I've got all of these phone lines here. You're on line one. All right.
Awesome.
So, Ed, you understand you get to ask three yes or no questions. All right. And then take a guess at who the artist is. As we said, it's either going to be a solo artist or a band member. It will not be a band. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then give me your very first question.
Is the artist a male?
Yes, right, guys?
Yeah.
We can confirm that this is a male.
Quite sure.
Yeah, quite
well, it
sure.
is 2018.
All right. Your next question.
Does this artist play the drums?
Yes, this artist does play the drums.
Is this artist currently on tour?
Might require some research.
Yeah, we might have to check. Not currently on tour in the States. That much we know, but these tours.
Yes, he is.
He is on tour.
Currently on tour.
He's currently on tour. All right, we have that confirmed. All right, now it's time for you to take your guess.
Phil Collins.
You're the winner!
Are you kidding me?
Wow! Oh, my
Ed,
God!
You are a master!
Oh, my God! Ed, you are complaining about going first, right? You got it right out of the box, my man!
Are you in the studio?
That's because I smoked a good weed in the morning.
Oh, my God!
You get some of that.
You got front row seats to see John Fogerty and ZZ Top in our Heavy Hitter show. You're going to be at that show to see Phil Collins. Well, no. Actually, you're going to be at that show because you know it was Phil Collins.
You're going to be so high you think you're seeing Phil Collins.
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK. Ed, we're in shock.
That was insane.
We are in shock.
You can bleep this, but
Well,
yeah, no, we did bleep
it.
We did bleep it.
Enjoy the
way
song,
go,
folks.
Ed.
Wow, we should give someone else a chance just for Ed doing that.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Actually, after this news, I want to be sedated. All right. There's a new study in England that found that people who exercise and stay active throughout their lives, just like you and me, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. People stay active throughout their lives, don't age as fast. Even at 70 or 80, you can still have the same muscle mass, cholesterol, and immune system of someone half your age. Now they tell. Now.
Should have been golfing.
Yes, that was going to save
that would
my
do it.
Life.
That's my plan.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
So NCAA championship actually starts today.
Correct.
The play-in games are today, right?
Right. Radford, LIU.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen with that one? Huh? Yeah, that's going to be
what?
A tense one.
The line's telling me it might be a Radford game.
That's today's high school teams.
Is there a line on that game?
Oh, there probably is. Give me one second. You guys vamp. Let me find it.
Okay. Well, I wonder, what do you think the Redford, what is that team? The Redford?
The Squirrels.
Squirrels? No, they're from Virginia.
I'm laying my money on that.
Yeah, they're almost
from Squirrels in Virginia.
Radford in some places is a, it looks like a 4.5, maybe 5-point favorite.
Okay. All right. Radford Critters.
Radford Critters. We leave it wide open.
All right. Varmints. The Varmints.
Oh,
the
Radford, I like that.
The Radford.
I'd buy some merch. Let's Google that.
Radford. I mean, you got to love all of these team names. Here's all 64.
Blue Devils, Red Raiders, Blackbirds, Crimson Tide, Bonnies, Bruins, Bulls, Two, Bison, and the Buckeyes, Rams, Raiders, Ramblers, Racers, Red Triggers, Razorbacks, Briars, Titans, Gales, Boilermakers, and Lumberjacks, Jayhawks, Jackrabbits, Eagles, Gators, Shockers, Sooners, Seminoles, Quakers, Thundering Herd, Two Aggies, Longhorns. Take a deep breath. There's 35 more. 4 Tigers, 2 Cougars, Panthers, 5 Wildcats, Horned Frogs, Tar Heels, Eagles, and 2 Wolfpack, Bearcats, 2 Bulldogs, Musketeers, and Blue Jays, Orange Grizzlies, Wolverines, Hurricanes, Highlanders, and Volunteers, a couple of Spartans, Mountaineers, Hokies, Pirates, Cavaliers, and the Aztecs, and complete your brackets, it's March Madness.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
So I've got a question for everybody today. I don't know if you've seen this, but this is taking off on Twitter and people going wild with it. I think we could have some fun with it. So make sure you know the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It seems that the new viral trend is, what if the last thing you texted ended up on your tombstone? Okay, so... So I went and checked mine, uh-huh. Right? And mine says, do I have some place to stay yet? Uh-huh. That was the last thing I texted.
You better hope it's north.
So, right, so what about you, Steve?
He's a bitch medium.
He's a bitch medium?
Yes, that is what I refer to my little brother as, because right. He wears medium shirts.
I see.
He's a very frail child.
That's right. Sweet.
All right, Dave?
Mine is... Is green squash a zucchini? I was curious. I wanted to make sure.
That would be great just walking through a cemetery, yeah. And seeing, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Just a dumb guy with a grocery
green
list.
Green squash a zucchini? All right. Okay. Yeah. All
right. We'll put you right next to Is Joe Flacco Elite Tombstone.
215-263-WMGK. The last thing you text, if it was on your tombstone, what was it? We would love to hear about it. What about you, Cindy?
Coming around the corner now with an exclamation mark.
That's creepy.
So, right, I love it.
So what was yours? Let us know. 215-263-WMGK. If the last thing you text was going to be on your tombstone, what would it say? This started a couple days ago on Twitter. Somebody just basically put up, what if the last thing you text was what was going to be on your tombstone? And I saw it on Twitter, and I saw one that said, did you eat my enchiladas? All right, or your present is here. All right, there was another one, when I die, you'll find me on the floor from ice cream toxins, which didn't make all that much sense to me.
Right? That's scary.
And, right, yeah, so and then the last one I saw that really cracked me up was, I'll be up soon. You know, so we decided, you know, number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got a whole bunch of people lined up on the phone with what their last text was and what it would sound like if it appeared on their tombstone. IMGK, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Clinton. Good morning.
Oh, Mr. President, how are you doing this morning?
That's it. How's Hillary?
So, Clinton, the last thing that you text, this would be on your tombstone. What's it going to say?
You have a 90-minute delayed opening today. So I guess after they shovel dirt in your face, they're going to open the coffin 90 minutes later.
Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
What was your last text? What's your tombstone going to say?
It's going to say, okay, meet me outside. I was texting my girlfriend, picking her up, and that's what ended up being the last text. It almost sounds like I'm challenging anyone to reach my tombstone. It sounds awesome.
Tom.
Hi, John.
What's your tombstone going to say?
You ready?
Right. Oh. That's great. Cindy, what about you? All right, the last thing you text, if it ended up on your tombstone, what would your tombstone say?
What the hell? Exclamation point, not again, dot, dot, dot.
You've been there before.
What are you, a cat?
What's your tombstone going to say?
Have a wonderful day. Good luck at the doctor's.
I didn't have any.
Okay, Jim.
I can't wait to talk to this guy. I got this.
Paula, what about you?
These lesson plans are going to kill me.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Okay, Dina, so what's that tombstone going to say?
I need you sooner.
Tuna?
Sooner.
Oh, sooner. Okay.
We like tuna. Can you change that?
Although tuna would have been funnier. Dan, what are you going to have on that tombstone from that last text?
It would be 5 middle finger emojis. That's that last night before I went to sleep.
I would love to see that in a graveyard.
It'd be beautiful.
Dave, what's yours going to say?
Hey, John. It was to my wife last night, and it says, on my way.
All right, Kevin. So the last thing you text is going to be on your tombstone. What's it going to say?
I sent it to my wife this morning. Good coffee, and my truck smells like ass. Yes, I understand. She cleaned my coffee maker last night and maybe lunch, which is... egg salad. That's how it's going.
Have a good morning.
All right, John, you too. Later.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.